Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander's Forge. My name is Danny Bentley, and the Forge is an area for me to talk about Magic, Commander, and anything else as I try and, wrangle this whole mental health thing. And, yeah. So, I still have not found any of the old audio files that I had saved. So, still no opening or ending. And I'm currently recording this standing at my desk because on Friday, my computer chair finally gave out. I can't wait to see what next week brings because, well, you know what they say, trouble always comes in threes. Now, I am recording this before I get ready to head out for our league games for this month, and I just kind of wanted to talk about Fallout for a few minutes, because it's, you know, out. Now, I don't really want to hit on all of the cards and all of the references, but I do want to take a look at the face and backup commanders. So, yeah, let's just jump into it. So starting with Caesar, or Kaisar, if you know, Legion's Emperor is one, a red, a white, and a black for a 4/4 human soldier. Whenever you attack, you may sacrifice another creature. If you do, you choose two. You either create two 1/1 red and white soldier tokens with haste that are tapped and attacking. You draw a card and lose a life. Or Caesar, Legion's Emperor deals damage equal to number of creature tokens you control to target opponent. Caesar is from Fallout New Vegas, along with his backup commander in his deck, which is Mr. House, President and CEO. He is a Mardu, so red, white, black, for a 0/4 human. And he says, whenever you roll a 4 or higher, create a 3/3 colorless robot artifact creature token. If you rolled a 6 or higher, instead create that token and a treasure token. And you can pay 4 and tap him to roll a 6-sided die, plus an additional 6-sided die for each mana from treasure spent to activate this ability. So I do know the deck does not necessarily care about rolling dice, but this gives you like a Mardu guy who wants you to roll dice, so I feel like you could pair him with a lot of stuff from the Baldur's Gate set. Alright, next up we have the Naya deck, which is helmed by Dogmeat, Everloyal. A red, a green, and a white for a 3/3 dog. Whenever Dogmeat enters the battlefield, mill 5 cards. Then return an aura equipment card from your graveyard to your hand. And whenever a creature you control that's enchanted or equipped attacks, create a junk token. And for those of you who don't know, it's an artifact with tap. Sacrifice this artifact, exile the top card of your library. You may play that card this turn, activate only as a sorcery. So Dogmeat has been in almost every version of Fallout. The one that's depicted on the card is the Dogmeat from Fallout 4. And his backup commander is also from Fallout 4, and that is Preston Garvey, the meme man, I mean the Minuteman. Two, a red, a green, and a white for a 4/4 human soldier. At the beginning of combat on your turn, create a green aura enchantment token named Settlement attached to up to one target land you control. It has enchant land, and enchanted land has tap, add one mana of any color. When Preston Garvey Minuteman attacks, untap each unenchanted permanent you control. So the meme for Preston Garvey comes from a bug from the very early days of Fallout 4, where he would just constantly tell you there's a settlement that needs our help. So it made it damn near impossible to actually finish the Minuteman quest until they patched that out. But yeah, So, moving into the Jeskai deck, which is the Jeskai Energy deck, we start with Dr. Madison Lee, which is a Jeskai, a red, a white, and a blue, for a 2/3 human soldier with whenever you cast an artifact spell, you get an energy. You can tap and pay an energy to have target creature get +1/+0, trample, and haste till end of turn. You can tap it and pay 3 energy to draw a card, or you can tap it and pay 5 energy to return an artifact card from your graveyard to the battlefield tapped. Her backup is Liberty Prime Recharged 2, and Jeskai, so red, white, and blue, for an 8/8 robot that has Vigilance, Trample, and Haste. Whenever Liberty Prime Recharged attacks or blocks, sacrifice it unless you pay 2 energy. You can also pay 2, tap it, sack an artifact, and you get 2 energy and draw a card. So, Liberty Prime, I believe, is from Fallout 3. And Dr. Madison Lee is from the same game. Huzzah. I'm not the deepest steeped in Fallout lore. The only Fallout game I've actually played at this point is Fallout 4. New Vegas has always kind of been on my radar, but I've never really had the time. And finally, that brings us to the fourth deck, which is the Sultai deck, which is led by the Wise Mothman. One and Sultai, so blue, green, black. For a 3/3 insect mutant, it has flying. And whenever the Wise Mothman enters the battlefield or attacks, each player gets a red counter. Whenever one or more non-land cards are milled, put a +1/+1 counter on each of up to X target creatures, where X is the number of non-land cards milled this way. So, the way reds work is you mill for each red, and then for each non-land you hit, you lose a red and lose a life. And then, you know, the Wise Mothman would put counters on himself or other things. The secondary commander here is the Master Transcendent, which is one and Sultai, so again, black, green, blue, for a 2/4 mutant. Whenever the Master Transcendent enters the battlefield, target player gets 2 red counters. You can tap and put target creature card in a graveyard that was milled this turn onto the battlefield under your control. It's a green mutant with base power and toughness 3/3. It loses its other colors and creature types. So the Mothman wants you to mill so you can put counters on things, and the Master wants you to mill so you can start ripping their stuff out of graveyards. Interesting. I don't know if I really want to pick up all of the decks. I don't know. The playstyles that I like, for the most part, kind of put me firmly in the Mardu deck and the Naya deck. I have been known to dabble with artifacts and energy, so I could make an argument for the Jeskai deck. But I really am struggling to find the want to play the Sultai deck. But that's neither here nor there. I think from all of the games I've seen played with them, is they look like a fun environment right outside the box if you're playing them together. I don't know how that holds up in, like, a game of precons from across the board, if you know what I mean. But regardless, that's about it on that. I don't really have all that much for other stuff this week. I'm just in a lot of pain. I screwed up my knee a while back. And, well, when my computer chair decided it was going to give out, I, you know,
ripped it apart, manically cleaned the floor because I could get under my desk without having to maneuver my giant chair out of the way. And now my knee's feeling pretty messed up again. So, yeah, I think for all intents and purposes, that's kind of where I want to end this. I'm just tired and in pain. So, yeah, I will see you next time. Bye-bye.